Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building something that sits right in the sweet spot of jungle and old-school D&B, a carved top loop with a deep jungle atmosphere, made in Ableton Live 12. The idea here is not to create a huge melody and not to build some washed-out pad that takes over the track. We're making a chopped-upper texture that feels dusty, tense, and alive, something that sounds like it came from a sampler, a dub plate, or a haunted tape loop. This kind of loop is incredibly useful because it gives your track identity without stealing the low end. In jungle and deeper D&B, the drums and bass are doing the heavy lifting, so the top loop should support them, not compete with them. Why this works in D&B is simple. You get atmosphere, motion, and character in the upper range, while keeping the kick, snare, and sub clear and punchy. In a club, that makes the track feel bigger, more emotional, and easier to mix. Start by choosing the right source. You want something characterful, short, and not too clean. A dusty vocal phrase works. A little section from a soul break works. An old film texture, a bit of room tone, a noisy percussion fragment, even a washed-out instrumental hit can work. For a beginner, the easiest win is a sample that already has air, hiss, grain, or a worn-out tail. That built-in texture saves you a lot of effort later. Drag the sample into an audio track and listen carefully. You're not trying to find a perfect loop yet. You're listening for a source that stays interesting when repeated. If it has some rhythmic movement or a spoken phrase, even better, because that gives you natural chop points. What to listen for here is whether the sample feels old, wet, or dusty, and whether it contains any obvious low end that will need cleaning up later. Now trim it into a usable loop. In Ableton's clip view, find a section that lasts around one or two bars. That's usually the sweet spot for jungle. Short enough to repeat, but long enough to feel human. If the sample already fits your tempo, don't overwarp it. If you do need to align it, keep the warp settings simple and make sure the transients still feel natural. Why this works in D&B is because the drums already create so much motion. If your top loop is too long or too busy, it starts fighting the groove. A short loop can act like a repeating ghost layer, which is exactly what gives old-school jungle that hypnotic feel. Next, chop the loop into rhythm. The simplest beginner move is to keep it as one audio clip and split it manually. If you want a more performable approach, drop it into simpler and use slice mode. Either way, the goal is to make the loop answer the drums instead of sitting flat on top of them. A strong pattern might hold a texture on beat 1, leave space for the snare, then bring in a shorter cut or pickup before the next bar. You don't want constant motion. You want syncopation. What to listen for is whether the loop leaves room for the snare, whether the chop points feel like they're interacting with the break, and whether the rhythm becomes recognizable after a couple of repeats. If it feels too busy, remove a slice. That tiny bit of restraint often makes the groove hit harder. Before you add any fancy effects, carve out the low end. Put EQ 8 on the loop and high-pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on the sample. If it feels muddy, dip a little around 250 to 450 Hz. If it sounds boxy, test a narrow cut somewhere in the 500 to 800 Hz range. Don't overdo the high-pass to the point where the loop becomes tiny. You still want texture and presence, just without the weight that collides with the kick and bass. This step matters a lot in D&B because the low end and the snare are sacred. If the top loop is holding too much low mid energy, the whole drop gets smaller. So clean first, then color. Now we bring in atmosphere, but we do it carefully. A very usable stock chain is EQ8, saturator, and echo. Keep the high pass in place. Add a small amount of drive with saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and then back it off if the transients get too sharp. After that, use echo with low feedback and a subtle mix, just enough to create space and depth. This gives you grit and movement without making the loop glossy. Another strong option is auto filter, drum bus, and reverb. Auto filter can darken the source, drum bus adds a little crunch, and a small reverb gives it that worn-out, submerged feel. Choose the first chain if you want the loop to stay sharper and more rhythmic. Choose the second if you want it darker, hazier, and more haunted. A good habit here is to shape the envelope so the loop locks to the drums. If the tails are too long, the loop will smear over the snare and weaken the break. Trim the tails down. If you're in simpler, shorten the volume envelope. If you're working with audio, use clip fades or split and trim manually. Short stab-like slices might live around 50 to 200 milliseconds. Medium atmospheric hits can sit around 200 to 600 milliseconds. Longer haze tails are fine, but only if they stay tucked behind the drums. What to listen for now is really important. Does the snare still hit forward? Does the loop breathe between the drum hits instead of sitting on top of them? If the answer is yes, you're in the right zone. Then add motion, but keep it small. A little auto-filter automation opening and closing over 4 or 8 bars can do a lot. A touch of echo movement or a very light chorus ensemble can help if the source feels too static. Reverb automation can work too, but only on certain phrases or transition moments. The key is not to turn the loop into a full pad. You want atmosphere with rhythm discipline. A strong jungle top loop often evolves slowly. Let it change every 4 or 8 bars rather than every beat. That keeps it club-friendly and stops it from becoming tiring. If the movement is too dramatic, it starts competing with the arrangement. If it's too subtle, it might feel dead. So aim for that middle ground where the loop breathes but still feels locked. Now test it in context with the drums and bass. This is where the track starts to reveal itself. Play the loop with the kick, snare, break, and sub. Ask yourself, does the loop leave the snare transient intact? Can I still rid the bass line clearly? Does the whole section feel bigger, or does it feel smaller because the loop is too loud or too wide? If the track starts to lose punch, don't blame the mix bus. Fix the loop. Lower the level by a couple of dB. Narrow the stereo image with utility. Cut a little more around 300 to 500 Hz. Shorten the tails. That's usually enough. One important bonus tip here is to keep an eye on mono compatibility. A wide, facey loop may sound amazing in headphones, but in a club it can disappear or smear. If the atmosphere collapses in mono, simplify the stereo processing or reduce the width. Keep the wide air up top, but protect the core. Once the loop is working, place it in the arrangement with intention. In an intro, you can use a filtered version to tease the texture before the drums land. In the drop, keep it tucked underneath the break and bass so it adds depth without crowding the groove. For the second drop, open it up a little more, or use a slightly more damaged variation to keep the energy moving. Why this works in DNB is that the loop becomes a section marker. It frames the drums instead of covering them. That makes the track easier to follow and more effective for DJs, because the intro, drop, and transitions all have a clear identity. If the loop is sounding right, commit it. Resample or freeze and flatten it. That's a big jungle workflow move, because printing the sound forces you to stop chasing perfection and actually live with the texture. Sometimes the printed version has more character than the endlessly tweaked one. Don't be afraid to commit. That's where the vibe gets real. A really useful move is to create two versions. Keep one dry and controlled for the main groove, and make a wetter or more degraded version for intros, switch-ups, or the last drop. That gives you flexibility without trying to make one loop do everything. For a variation, change just a small detail after 16 or 32 bars. Drop one slice out. Shift a chop slightly. Open the filter a touch. Add a reverse tail into the next phrase. That's enough to make the listener feel a new section, without losing the identity of the loop. In old-school DNB, evolution is often subtle, but it matters. Here's a quick quality check you can always use. Mute the bass. Does the loop still have shape? Mute the drums. Does it still feel like a jungle element and not just ambience? Mute the loop. Does the track feel emptier, or just cleaner? If muting the loop only makes things cleaner, it's probably overbuilt. If it makes the section lose atmosphere while the drums still hit, you're on the right track. A few common mistakes to avoid: leaving too much low end in the sample, making the loop too busy, drowning it in reverb, ignoring mono, and oversaturating it until it becomes harsh. Also, don't forget to vary it across the arrangement. A loop that never changes gets stale fast. A loop that evolves just enough feels like a record. Before we wrap, here's the practical challenge. Build two versions of the same top loop. One version should be tight and mix safe for the main groove. The other should be darker, wetter, or more damaged for the intro or breakdown. Keep it to one sampled source. No more than 3 stock devices per version, and keep the loop to 1 or 2 bars. That's the discipline that gives you a real jungle result. So the big takeaway is this: a great jungle top loop is not just atmosphere, it's sampled atmosphere with rhythm discipline. Choose a characterful source, chop it into a short, repeatable pattern, carve out the low end, add movement with restraint, and always check it against the snare and bass first. If it feels dusty, tense, and alive while the drums still punch through, you've nailed it. Now go build it in Ableton Live 12. Keep it simple, and trust the groove.